In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In these weeks of July, I've been preaching about certain parts of a creed which we profess each Sunday, and I'd like to conclude today with a consideration of what the creed has to say about the Church. We profess our belief in one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. These four characteristics, unity, holiness, Catholicity, and apostolicity, are known as the marks of the Church. They are inseparably linked with one another, and they indicate essential features of the Church and her mission. The Church is one because it is the communion of all the faithful who believe in the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Within the Church, there is a tremendous variety of peoples, languages, and cultures. There is room for different ceremonies and customs, and to articulate theological concepts in different ways. But the richness of the Church's diversity is not opposed to her unity, which is expressed by visible bonds of communion, the profession of faith received from the apostles, the common celebration of divine worship, especially the Eucharist, and the apostolic succession of holy orders, which maintains the validity of the sacraments, the teaching authority of the Church, and the bonds of peace and love in the Holy Spirit. Second, the Church is holy. To be holy means to be set aside and consecrated to God. The Church is holy through its foundation, which is from Almighty God, the fountain and source of all holiness. The Church is also holy through her work, which is to purify and sanctify her members and to bring them to the fullness of salvation. Of course, this does not mean that in this life, each individual Christian is perfectly holy. But as Pope Paul VI said, the Church is holy through having sinners in her midst, because she herself has no other life than the life of grace. If they live her life, her members are sanctified. If they do not, they fall into sin. This is why she suffers and does penance for those offenses, of which she has the power to free her children through the blood of Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Third, the Church is Catholic. The word Catholicos in Latin means universal, in the sense of wholeness or totality, and the Church is universal in two basic ways. First, because in her subsists the fullness of salvation, Christ the head united with his body. And from Christ we receive the means of our salvation, the confession of faith, the full sacramental life, and ordained ministry in the apostolic succession. And second, the Church is Catholic or universal because she has been sent by Christ on a mission to all of humanity. God calls everyone to salvation, whatever their race or color or culture, wherever they live, whatever their background, education, or income. God wants everyone to be saved. And the fourth mark, the Church is apostolic. The apostles were the first followers of Christ and the witnesses of his resurrection. Jesus founded his Church upon them, and he gave them a mission. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe the commandments I gave you. And look, I am with you always, even until the end of time." And this mission of teaching, governing, and preaching has been handed down through the ages from the apostles to their successors, the bishops, in communion with the Pope, the Bishop of Rome. And finally, I'd like to emphasize that the Church is both a heavenly and an earthly institution. The Church in heaven is the bride of Christ, pure and perfect. The Church on earth is composed of sinners and struggles with doubt and deceit, but she holds within herself the keys to that life of grace, one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, to which we all aspire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.